This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Praise Hashem Yisbarach. I'd like to speak today. Chanukah. We just began Chanukah. Let's learn about Chanukah. What is Chanukah? Of course, there's so much in the Sfarim about Chanukah. Let's take out one point, one nekuda, which I think is pretty clear what Chanukah is all about. We all know that Chanukah is the menorah. We light the menorah. It's almost the symbol of the Yontif, the menorah. Interestingly, we think the story was that they made the menorah tame, and that they made the oils tame, and that we came back and we lit the menorah after the war. It's not only the menorah and it's not only the oil. It was the whole Beis HaMikdash that they were metame. It wasn't just, I mean, people have the perception, and I understand why, that the menorah was the problem. That was what was tame, the oils. And we even say v'timu kol hashmanim, that they made oil, right? We say it in the Alanisim, v'timu kol hashmanim. It's mashma that they were metame just the oils. The Rambam seems to say they were metame everything. It wasn't just the oil, the whole Beis HaMikdash. They came in, ubo ba pritzim v'chileluha. The pritzim came in and they destroyed and defiled the entire Beis HaMikdash. I read you the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. V'bayisheni kishemalchu yavon gazru gzeira yisal Yisrael ubitlu datam v'loyinichu oisam lasig b'teir v'mitzvus. They didn't let them learn. U'pashtu yadam b'mimayna. They stole their money. They were robbing them. U'be b'nei seyem. They were pilgriming. They were pilgriming of their daughters. V'nichnesu leheichel u'pirtzu by pirtzois. The timu atahiris. They made tame all the pure that was in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam doesn't say it was only the menorah. The Rambam doesn't say it was specifically only the oils. The timu atahiris, in general. So, is it about the menorah and the oil specifically, or it was all the Beis HaMikdash, the entire Beis HaMikdash, and all the Kalim, and all the Kedusha, the Beis HaMikdash? L'chair, the Rambam seems to say clearly that it wasn't specific, the menorah and the oils. Yet we talk about V'timu kol hashmanim, why? That's the question that needs to be asked. Mayim Timu. Ma'arambam. Mashma shetimu harbe, timu hakoil. Lo medafka b'miuchad ha'mneira. Because he should have said, b'bayi yisheini. They were metamed, the oil. And we say, v'timu kol hashmanim. Rabbi Yisai, they were metamed the whole Beis HaMikdash. Yet, there was something specific and special about the fact that we came back and we lit the menorah, and that there was a nes with the pachshem and the oil. What is this about? Why specifically the menorah? And why the pachshem, the oil? It's interesting, the Rambam writes further on in Perek Gimel, actually it's Perek Dalet. The Rambam writes as follows: Halacha Yud Beis, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Me'ed. It's a very dear mitzvah, dear. V'tzarich Adam Li'Zayir Ba. A person must be very careful to keep this mitzvah. Why? K'dei Lo'idia Nes. And therefore, if a person only has to eat from the tzedakah, from the charity, he has to sell himself. That's how important the mitzvah of Chanukah is. Chaviva. The Rambam uses a lashon. Chaviva. I should have said it's an important mitzvah. Chashuva. He doesn't say chashuva, he says chaviva. What's so chaviv? What is so dear about the mitzvah of Chanukah? Huh? It's a good question. Okay. So the first question is a gewaltig question. The entire Beis HaMikdash was tameh, yet there's something specific about the menorah and the oil of the menorah. Now here is the symbol of Chanukah. Yet what happened was they came back to a Beis HaMikdash that was completely, all the Kalim were Tomei, the Menorah. And the Rambam tells us that the mitzvah of Chanukah is chaviv, it's dear. Not just it's important and it's extremely chashuv, no, chaviv. Why chaviv? Why does the Rambam use the lashon that it's chaviv? You know, it's interesting, and of course, it's not my hara. It's not something that I point out, but all the svarim speak about it. In the Al HaNisim that we say in the Shemoneh Esrei, Ulamcha Yisrael Asisa Chua Gedoyla Furkan Kayoim Azeh. Your children. Who are the children? Who are we referring to? Are we referring to the Kehanim? Do we mean that the Kehanim came back and they're called Banecha? Do we mean Klal Yisrael and they're the ones who are here called Banecha? Why here? Are we using the noun, the Shem, the name, Banecha? My Banecha. Acha kach bo Yisrael, Amcha. Why Banecha? Chaviva, Banim. Interesting. Certain dearness, certain closeness. Mitzvahs. The Am Hashem. Here it's more than that. It's an expression of chavivus, of banim, of children. When you light the menorah, there's a certain feeling and expression, warmth, closeness. Rabbi Yishlael, I'm your son, I'm your child, banecha. And when we came back to the Beis HaMikdash to light the menorah, we came back as banim, as children, to light the menorah. So it's not just that it's a chash of mitzvah, not just that it's an important mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah chaviva, it's very dear, close. In English we have an expression, it's close to my heart. Chanukah is close to the heart. Because it's about Bonecha. It's about the children. The children, Klal Yisrael, we are the children of Hashem. And the Rebbeinu Shem is our father. But what is it about Chanukah? More than any other mitzvah, that it has this expression of, we are the children of you, Rebbeinu Shem, our father. Why? You know, the menorah, and this will already explain why the menorah is unique in the mitzvah of Chanukah. why the menorah was chosen to be the symbol of Chanukah. Why was the menorah chosen? I mean, like I said before a moment ago, the whole Beis HaMikdash went up in tumah, so to speak. It was defiled. So why the menorah? And the oil of the menorah. So remember, we're going to answer both rabbis, the menorah and the oil of the menorah. Every day we daven. Hashiveinu Aminu L'Seira Secha V'Karveinu Malkeinu Avoida Secha. By Torah we use the Lashon. What do we say? Avinu. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seira Secha. Why? Why Avoida is a Melech? But Torah? Torah is something special. What's so special about Torah? It's Avinu. It's a relationship. It's a connection. Rabbi Yisroel, the father. Klal Yisroel, the ben. Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains, Torah is like the keys to the inner safe. Who do you give the keys? Who do you entrust with that? Strangers? No. A son who you feel very connected to, and you have a lot of closeness and trust in. You give him the inner keys to your inner. Torah is the mafteches pnimiyos. And what Reb Chaim Volozhiner means to connect to the Eibishter, how does one bypass? You know, in the world, Rabbi Yisai, there's avenues and roads on how to connect to Hashem. Even Goyim, even other nations have connection to Hashem. Ki beisi beis tefila yikare l'chol amim. Goyim can pray. Goyim can pray. But Goyim don't have Torah. That's something only that a Klal Yisrael. Unique. The connection that we can have with the Eibishter through Torah is a shortcut. It's a special passageway. That's the Mafteichos Pnimiyos. We have special connection to the Eibishter with the Rebbe Yisrael entrusted us with this. It's called the Mafteichos. I think that's Reb Chaim Volozhiner means the Mafteichos Pnimiyos. We have the special, the connection. We're able to. The whole world is going on a highway, but we have a special road. Like we ever see when the VIP come, they open up a special. We got a special VIP. What's our pass? Bonecha. We're the children of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. So we connect through Tyre. The Gemara says, Chachma Bagayim Tamin. Torah, Bagoyim Al Tamid. We have Torah, wisdom, Chachma. And we don't mean Chachma that they know how to play ball well. That's not what we mean. Or Chachma that they know how to give good speeches. Or Chachma that they know how to make good computers. That we don't even mean that. We mean Chachma Salikim. You know, the menorah had seven kanim. It has seven rings. It has seven. Right? The menorah we have for Chanukah has eight because the miracle was eight. But in the Beis HaMikdash there were seven. What was the point? Because there's Shiva Chachmais. There's seven wisdoms. Wisdoms of the world. There's a lot of wisdom. Spiritual wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom is not just street smart. There's Chachma, which is coming from Elikim. It comes from Hashem. And through it, a person could see Hashem. He could see God. Yet, as the Nitziv used to explain, the Menorah has the seven wisdoms, but what? They're all going keneged Ho'em Tzoyi. They're all facing towards the middle one, It's the wisdom of Torah. Every one of these wisdoms, the Shiva Chachmas, El Mul Pnei HaMenorah, their light, they face towards the middle, the essence of the Menorah, which is Chachmas HaTorah. Chachmas HaTorah. The Menorah represents Torah, and Chachmas HaTorah and Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what it does. That's what it symbolizes. The Gemara tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu had a difficult question in Gemara, in Torah, he would stand by the Menorah. And he would stare at the Menorah. And he would take in the Kedusha. And this, would give him the wisdom of Torah. The Menorah Semel symbolizes Torah and the Chachma of Torah. And in that Chachma, from it, from the Torah, comes the Shiva Chachmas, the seven wisdoms. The seven wisdoms of the world. In English, everybody knows it. The seven wisdoms of the world. But it has to be Amul Pnei HaMenorah, from the Torah. But the Torah itself, that's Bagoyim Al Tamin. They don't have that. Chachma Bagoyim Tamin. Torah Bagoyim Al Tamin. What did the Yevanim want? What did the Yevanim want? It's clear. We all know. The Yevanim believed in Chachma. Chachma Yevanis. Chachma Yevanis. They believed in Chachma. So what were they against? They were against Torah Shebaal Peh, the Torah part of it. The wisdom part, they liked. You would go to a Greek university. You would be able to take Torah classes. Bible 203, you would be able to take it. But you... What?
Very funny. It's like, oh, Bible 101.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not that... I know a little bit, and therefore I meant that, but that's what I want. So I don't know if the, yeah.
They have it all over. They have
I know. What do you think? I wasn't born yesterday. I know a little bit. The point being that they wanted, but Beis Medrash, Yeshiva, Teira Shebaal Peh, the Bonecho, they didn't want that. Misyavnim, they wanted the Jews to become like them. They wanted to mix it together. Mityavnim, you should have the Chachma, but only the Chachma. It's interesting. The Oisius HaTorah is Yavon. Yavta Likim LiYefet, VeYishkoyim BeHalei Shem. The alphabet is the Greek alphabet. It's the Oisius, the written, Yafta Likim LiYefet, the beauty of Yefes. Greek is the Ksiva, is the Ashuris of the Torah. It's interesting, huh? Because their Chachma is in the Torah. But it's the external part. It's the Oisius of the Torah. But then there's the Pnimius. There's what's written in the Lashama, the Lave, the heart of the Oisius, what the Oisius represent, and what they mean, and what they're teaching, that's not Yefes. That's Klal Yisrael. Nir Rabbi said, listen carefully. The Greek was a very interesting culture. Yafta Likim LiYefes, they have very interesting, it's not just Esav, so to speak, wild beast, Taivis Oilam Hazeh. Oh, Chachma. There was a wisdom. And it was a wisdom which, if you looked carefully, you would see similarities and connection to the Torah. Yafta Likim LiYefet, the beauty of Yefes, comes into the Torah. Ashuris. the wording that's used, the cat, is yafes. Yet it's not Torah. Torah bagoyim al tamid, and that's what Yevanim wanted. Yevanim wanted that a Jew and a Greek should sit and study together, but not study Torah. If you notice, we say this. What did they want? Bimei matzis yo b'yechik ha'gadol. What did they want? Malchus Yavin or Shal Amchi Yisrael Lashkicham Toiro Secho. It's not Lashkicham Toiro, but Toiro Secho, your Toiro. Take out Hashem from it. Take out the connection to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Take out Hashem. Study it. Understand that it's wisdom. But don't connect the wisdom with the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Lashkicham Toiro Secho. And that's the pshat, why the menorah is so essential in the Ness of Chanukah. Do you know what the menorah represents? Chazal tell us, the menorah represents Shashchina Shruya B'Yisrael. Like the Hebrew is among Klal Yisrael always, no matter what. The Ner Marovi never extinguished. It was a miracle to show that the Eish, the fire, you know, in every person's neshama, it's a physical thing. A heart, the soul, but there's something spiritual that burns. It's a neshama. What is that? It's a fire. It's a spark. You know, Torah is called what?
Eish.
Eish. Like a fire. There's a fire. My words are like fire. You know what the neshama is? It's called ner. The neshama is called a ner. It's called a... It's a ner. Right? Whenever we want to make a zikr and a yard sign, what do? We put a candle for the neshama. The neshama. Kiner Hashem nishma sodom. The neshama and the Chanukah. The neshama of the Jew is Chanukah. It is Chanukah. That's what it's all about. Ki Hashchina Shruya Yisrael. The Shechina rests among us. No Yavan, no Greek, no culture can undo that. You know what the Ma'il of a Ben is? What is a son? There's something very unique about a son. We're connected in a very interesting way to our fathers. Friends, we're not physically connected. We don't have the DNA of our friends. We like our friends. And we could choose to part from our friends and say, you know what? Not your friend anymore. But a son remains a son. The DNA is in there. Take out the cell, you'll find the DNA of the father. This is the pshat. Panecha, the DNA came out. The DNA came out. We're connected to the Hamish. The Yavan is trying to uproot that. Yavan is trying to make us. But we're no different. We can both sit at the same table and study the wisdom of Torah. And the truth is, we cannot study the same. Because they study the wisdom, the external. Now we study Banecha. We're connected. There's an emotional connection, a spiritual connection, a physical connection. When we learn Torah, Hashiveinu Avinu, bring us back, Avinu, L'sayra Secha. That's what we're connected through the Torah. We're the children, the Rebbeim. You know, when Matan Torah, when Klal Yisrael said, Nasa V'nishma, a Baskel came out and said, Mi gile roze, no, finish it. Lebanai. Mi gile roze lebanai. Gile roze lebanai. What does gila mean? To uncover. To uncover. There's a secret. There's a secret. What is the secret? It's Banai. There's a secret to Torah. It's deep inside the neshama of every year that we're Banim Lashem, Nasav and Ishma. We're ready to jump into a fire. Tell me the Chashmonoim. What was their Cheshbein? There was a small group of people. What were they thinking? What were they thinking? Did they have a plan in the war? Tell me, did they have a plan in the war? I want to know who the general of that army was. I'd like to know. Who was Yochanan? Who was the general? He should be fired on the spot. I mean, what's suicide? You know what the answer is? Nasav and Ishma. Nasav and Ishma. A ben doesn't make cheshbonis. Rashi explains, bonim don't make cheshbonis. B'li cheshbon. Rashi says it in Shabbos. Rashi explains that why, when we said Nasav and Ishma, do we become bonai? Why would we call bonim? Because bonim are different than avodim. Avodim think if they could do it or not. Rashi says it on the spot in Masechta Shabbos and Peches. And Evet says, listen, I have to, you know, it's interesting. This week I saw it. My wife gave instructions to the Ozeret, to the cleaning lady. Do this, do this, do this, do this, that. Okay. Now the truth is, I even by the second or third instructions, I thought, wow, overload, right? Ladies have a different system, a different scale, you know. She looks at it and she says, you know, I can't do all this. This is too much. The hours, the this, the that. And what did I realize? And Evan comes and says, listen, I can only do this and I can't do that. I can't do it. I can't do it. A ben, Rashi says, B'li cheshbon. He jumps into it. You know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, first he went to all the other umays and he asked them, are you interested? And what did they say? Let me see what it says. Let me see if I can do it. I'm signing a contract. Yeah, signing a contract. Well, don't steal. No, it's not for me. I can't do it. I'm sorry, I can't keep this contract. They're right. He asked me to accept some. I can't do it. They came to Klal Yisrael. What did they answer? Nasav and Ishma. B'li cheshbon. Why? Banai. A child doesn't make a cheshbon. The Chashmonoim didn't make a cheshbon. They said, we're going. We're jumping. We're going to do it. Mitzvah chaviva ad me'oid. It came from love. It came from love. Chaviva. It was dear. Chaviv. Mitzvah chaviva. It symbolizes what Torah is by a Jew and the connection that the Jew has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his father. That's what Chanukah symbolizes. Maybe the donuts. People think Chanukah is about donuts. Maybe because fathers give children donuts. Maybe. Sweet. Maybe it's Chaviva. The father giving the child the Chanukah gelt and the donut. Maybe it symbolizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us also sweet. He gave us Torah. It's a joke, by the way. The point being, grow up from the donut. I realize Chanukah is a lot more than parties and donuts. It's a very, very dear Yontif. Understand the depth of what the Yontif of Chanukah is. Now I want to go one step further. The Menorah. I finished explaining to you the Menorah. How the Menorah symbolizes the Torah. And it's Avinu. And the connection with the Eibishter through the Torah. Echachmi Yavonis. Which is a chachma, it's a wisdom. You can't knock it. But it's not Torah. Chachma b'goyim tamim, Torah b'goyim al tamim. What did the Yavonim want? And now we'll understand the Shemen part. Specifically the Shemen. What's the Shemen about? Okay. Yevanim wanted that the Jew and the Goy should merge as one, to connect, to become Misyavnim, right? Jews and Goyim together.
Okay.
You know, Shemen has a tremendous, tremendous ma'ala. Yeah. Safla ma'ala. Yeah. It's not my word, Rabbi Isai. It's the Rekeach. Shemen, v'timu kol hashmanim. It's true they had a campaign to defile the entire Beis HaMikdash. But they had a specific goal and a specific plan and the Shemit. They had it. Why? Shemen represents pure. Shemen Zayin Zoch. It's pure. It's pure to the point that there is no way to mix. Whenever you put shemen with mayim, what happens? It doesn't. It comes to the top. The shemen flows to the top. Shemen is not Messiah. Even the Rekech says in other harkava, when you try to put two things together, you can't put it doesn't go. It's the only thing you can make. You can make apple olives, you know, you can make all the, you have apple pears there, you know, all the different orange, tangerine, you can't make olive anything else. Olive is olive. It's not Shaykh Larkovo. You can't mix it together. So the Timu Kalashmanim, they went after what? All the Shmanim. There's a beautiful Rekech that says, there's a Pasuk, Bonecho, Kishtile zeisen saviv l'shulchanecha. Ata shomea? Havanta, ha? Banecha kishtile zeisen saviv l'shulchanecha. Your children, says the Rekeach, they're around the table like shtilim. Give me the right word in English. Shatil is a stems, the twigs of zeisim. Just like a Zayis cannot be mitarev, banecha, your children also should be kishtilei zeisim saviv l'shulchanecha. According to what we explain, I understand the banecha. Banecha, a child and a father is connected, you can't mix it. Banecha, and that's the Chanukah, banecha. Kishtilei zeisim saviv l'shulchanecha, that's the banim, it all comes together now. We are born in and we can't mix with the rest of the world. We are children. We are not just friends. Of course, there's a whole world of enemies of Hashem. Forget about the enemies of Hashem. Even the friends of Hashem, those that like God. It's not us. We're Banecha. Banecha. Kishtilei zeisim. Saviv l'shulchanecha. You can't be mitarev. Now, how does that happen? And the answer is through Torah. Because of Torah, we don't mix. If we don't have Torah, we will mix. The Banecha, that relationship becomes solidified, becomes strong, unbreakable, only if and when we learn Torah. You see? The Menorah was the reason why they fought, and the Menorah is the reason why they were Menatzeach, to not become Misarev with the rest of Yavon. It kept them together for 200 years. The Rambam says it continued like this for 200 years. They fought for Torah, and it was the Torah that they fought for that protected them afterwards. Shaloli Tavu. For 200 years. Because only through Torah are you able to keep the chain, the connection. Otherwise it gets lost very quickly. Not only with Taimus, with outside influence, but even with wisdom. Haskalah. Haskalah was be a Jew and have, you know, knowledge. Torah. That's learned with Hashem, with Torah Secha. That keeps the Jew intact. I want to show you something interesting. Parshas Vayishlach is Yaakov fighting Esav. Yaakov fighting Esav, yeah? The Sari Shel Esav attacks Yaakov when? When he went back for? Pachim Ktanim. Vayivoser Yaakov Levadai. Chazar al Pachim Ktanim. He went back for what?
Shards.
For shards. Pachim.
Broken.
The Paneach Rosa explains that when it says, the Shach brings it down as well, Vayivoser Yaakov Levadoi Lekadoi. Not Levadoi, but Lekadoi. Which means he was left alone for his kad, for that jug. What is Vayivoser? I mean, it's a play on words. Vayivoser Yaakov Levadoi. Levadoi? No, not Levadoi, but Lekadoi. It's brought down, the Paneach Rosa explains, that this kad is already the remus, the kad, the pach shemen, in the story of Chanukah. Because the kach and ketanin that he went back for were not just empty jugs, but there was oil inside. Chazal seemed to learn that they were empty jugs. And the limud we learn from this is that tzaddikim, they love money, clean money, healthy money, money that Hashem gave them, yoyser migufam. Because you see, Yaakov endangered himself to go back for a paper cup. It was a cup, it was nothing, it was a pach. So Chazal seemed to say it was an empty paper cup, it was a jug. In Paneach Rosa, it seems that this jug had significance. It wasn't just a... It looked, and when we read, it sounds like that it was just a simple paper cup. No. What was it? It had shemen inside. And this pachim is going to be already what? The beginning of the story and the ness of Chanukah. Shematzu pach echad katan b'chotam shel kohen gadol. Are you listening to this? It's unbelievable. So interesting. You hear? You ever knew this? So interesting. Vayivoser Yaakov Levadai. Yaakov goes back for a jug. Oh, what was he? Puts himself in danger for a cup. For a coffee mug. Coffee mug. Okay, see, you have to speak American English terms, otherwise the island falls asleep. Everyone's smiling now. Okay. A coffee mug. But he couldn't have his morning mojo. See? Everyone's laughing. I know a little bit. I'm not that good at it. Every now and then I come up with a funny thing.
So it was holiness and all those little broken pieces?
That's the question. Pachim means it was... See, people think it was shards. I mean, the whole thing doesn't make sense. He put himself in danger for it. Something... So Chazal say because money that Hashem gives to a person is so special... Because Hashem gave it that he willing to put himself in danger for it. That's what Chazal said. Put himself in danger for a cup. It's, it doesn't say. So many Bali Musar speak the importance of not throwing. You know, you have to understand, we live in a society where everything goes to the garbage. I don't think we are. There was a time where a rubber band, really, you wouldn't throw it out. It's a rubber. Well, why would you throw it out? Today, food. Good food, after a simcha, right to the garbage. Who has time to be busy with all this, right? It affects the psyche of the person, by the way. Don't think we don't live with the chisaron of next, throw out, we move on, There's a big chisar in it. We'll talk about that a different time. What's Nogelin Yanenu? In Svarim, it's deeper than just the jug. This was a pach with shemen. And this is the pachim k'tanim, and Yaakov goes back to fight. You see, the Chashmonai went back to fight. And how did they go? Alone. I believe that that's what the Mefarshim are saying. Maisa ovoi simin lebonim. Vayivoser Yaakov, vayivoser Yoichanan koin gadol v'chadun bonov levadoi. They were alone. And they went back to fight for the pachim. What's in the pachim? What's the story? So let me give you a little history about this pachim. Yaakov has a jug of oil. Where? What's this jug? What is it? When Yaakov Avinu went to sleep in Parshas Vayetze, he put stones around his head. When he wakes up in the morning, he puts oil on these stones. Where did he get the oil from? It's a nice question. Chazal say it's a medrash that came from Shemayim. Came from Shemayim. That's one pshat. The other pshat is it came from Shemayim. Panech Raza says that in his stick, ki b'makli avarti es hayardin hazeh, there was oil in it. Ki b'makli avarti es hayardin hazeh. And that's pshat avarti. I went with this makel. What was in the makel? The oil. What was the oil for? Through the nights. This is what he did. Yaakov, for 20 years in Lavan's house, 14 years of Shem Aver, and then later on in Lavan's house, he learned and learned and learned and learned and learned. The Rambam says those that learn at night, the Shechina connect them, the Shechina is with them, they're connected to the Abishta through the night. The Naira is the Torah in the night, the dark, it's the light in the darkness, it's the Torah in the times of Gullus. Yaakov represents Gullus. What lights in the time of darkness? In the Gullus, it's the Torah. The Torah lights at the Gullus. Yaakov is myself a similar bonim. He's already teaching us all this and preparing us for all this. And that's B'makli Avarti. How was I able to pass? How was I able to survive this Yardane? Life is like a Yardane. It's like an ocean. It could drown you. The sea, the storms. The storms of the ocean, you survive it b'makli with his stick. What's the stick? The stick is the Torah, the night, the learning. Ki b'makli avarti es hayardin hazeh. It's interesting. It's a whole question. How many times they passed the Yarden, they used the stick of Yaakov to pass the Yarden. Later on also, when they passed the Yarden, they used the stick of Yaakov. B'eishabamayim. Am Yisrael chai through Torah. How does Klal Yisrael live through Behesha B'mayim? How do they live? They live with Torah. They survive. Behesha B'mayim. Am Yisrael chai. Why? Don't be afraid. Al tira avdi Yaakov. We say don't be afraid. Life is, has so much things that can throw your way that bring gullus, fear, darkness. Al tira avdi Yaakov. Why don't be afraid? You will. The Naftira says it clearly. We have the ability to survive fire and water. And how? Because we have the Torah. That's by Yivoser Yaakov. Levadai, not Levadai, but Le Kadai. And that's the Pshat that was Yardam and Hashemayim. And I believe that that's the Pshat that he put it on the Mizbeach. He was makriv. It says that he put up the stone, Ein Hagal Azev, Ein HaMatzev, he made a Mizbeach, the Medrash says. Later on with Lavan, when Lavan runs after him, Vayitzoik Shemen Al Galeid, Vayitzoik Shemen Al Roisha. What Shemen? What? And the answer is it's the Shemen. It's the same Shemen. He's carrying Shemen with him. You see? What's Vayitzok Shemen away? And what's the pshat? This was his carbon. What was Yaakov Avinu's carbon? Yaakov Avinu's carbon. Avram Avinu was makriv his son. Yitzchak was blind, living in his house, doing avodah. What was Yaakov? he gave his Shemin. Shemin is Torah, the Shemin of Torah. The nights that he learned, that was his carbon, that was his hakrava. That's what he put on the Mizbeach. He kriv atzmo balimud shel haTorah. And this is the uniqueness of the Shemin in the story of the Chanukah. Chanukah, the menorah, Torah. Shemin is also the Torah. But which part of the Torah? The Shemin, that it's not misarev. It protected us. Banecha, kishtilei zesim, saviv l'shulchanecha. That protected, that we shouldn't become part of the influence, of the Yevanim. Rabbi said, let me go one step further. You hear? Vayivoser Yaakov Levada. You hear? Yaakov stays alone. How does he stay alone, away from Esav? And the answer is Levadi Lekadei, his oil, his Torah. That's how he's Vayivoser. He stays separate. The koyach, the ability to be able to stay separate. Vayivoser Yaakov Levadei. Through Kadei, through the Torah. Otherwise, mitbolim, mitarvim, it doesn't work. Now, Rabbi say, let's go one step further. You ready? Yosef is also a big part of the story of Chanukah. Everybody probably knows already. When Yosef invites his brothers to come to a seuda, and they came before he revealed himself, he sent them on a goose chase, right? Not knowing it's his brother. So when they come, it says in the pasuk, "Vayar Yosef itam is Binyamin." They bring Binyamin, and he sees it. Vayoyim lashal beisu hoves anosh baboisu. Bring the people to my house. Utavoyach tevach v'hochei. Make a meal, sacrifice, tvicha, make us bulls, animals, steak, v'hachin, and prepare it. Ki'iti yoichla anashim matzaroyim. Now the language is a little bit strange. Suda, I don't know, tovayach, tevach, hachin. Modern day Hebrew, you wouldn't write like this, right? Tovayach, tevach, hachin. Tovayiti la suda. Tovayach, tevach, hachin. Brought down in the Sfarim, brought down in the Levush Tachzach, I think the Levush brings it. Tavay, ooh. See, it's interesting. Again, what's the ooh? Tavayach tevah v'hachay. Ooh, tavayach tevah v'hachay. Ooh is the Vav. Tavayach tevah v'hachay. You have the Oisis of Chanukah. Tavayach, right? Vav, ooh. Ches, Chanukah. Hachay, nun. And then Vayta Vav, Spekitzi have Chanukah. Okay, Tavaya Tavachim, Chanukah. That's the. Ba'inyin Shmita Eitzel HaSinai. So what's the Shaykhism? Okay. You know what? I'll tell you something interesting. Chazal tell us that this meal was glat kosher, tachlit mahadrin, and amahadrin. And for you guys, I would say Bet Yosef, all right? Bet Yosef. Couldn't be. They came, they're sitting there, they're looking, everything's glat kosher. Gefilte fish and all that, but what? But it was a Jewish meal, mamish, glat kosher. Yosef gave them a meal in Mitzrayim, like you would get in the Beis HaMikdash by the biggest of tzaddikim. How did he do it? How does Yosef sit in Mitzrayim? Yeah. And be able to have glat kosher? And the answer, of course, is what? That was the koyach of Yosef, not to get misarev, not to become mixed in. Yaakov Avinu, when he was told that Yosef was alive, he didn't want to believe it. Why? Yosef bni Chai, Yosef Bini. The Farshim say he might be Yosef, but he's not Bini. He might be Yosef, but he's not Bini. Could he remain Yaakov's son in Mitzrayim? It's impossible. He expected to see, instead of a long white beard, nice, you know, trim mustache, like with a few curls, like over here, huh? With a little, those little glasses, one glass as a professor. And he would come there, he would see Professor Yosef. He didn't expect to see Harav Yosef. He didn't expect to see that. Ha'oy Yosef, don't say Yosef. Ha'oy Yosef. Bini. Like, I can't believe, Bini, my Haben Shli? Ki lohem in lohem. Tavoyach Teva Bahachim was the koyach of Yosef to remain religious, betachli tahidur in Mitzrayim. And how did he do that, Yosef? Through learning Torah. Chazal tell us that what did he send to Yaakov Avinu to convince him to come? He sent him agalot. What are agalot?
Wagons
with parot leading those wagons. Chazal say that he was reminding him Egla Arufa, which was the Torah that he learned with his father when he left. The last thing he learned with his father was Egla Arufa. What's he sending a message? He's sending a message, I didn't stop learning. Od Yosef Bini Chai. So my son is alive. My Bini. That continued in Mitzrayim. Tavayach Tevach V'Hachay. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is through the Kayach of Torah. The whole Gullus. And all the world storm around the Jew in Gullus, he could survive it if he has Torah. I think we could say a nice pshat. You ready, Rabbi Isai? You want to hear a beautiful pshat? I was thinking to myself, so when Yosef disappeared, and the father finds out with the coat that's full of blood that Yosef is not here. Something happened. Let's read the language, the lashon of the Torah. Vayoviu el aviem, vayoimu zayis matzanu. Hakenu aksaynis bincha hiem loy. Aksaynis bincha, aksaynis Yosef. When you talk, when you say aksaynis bincha, when you tell your father about your brother something, what will you say? Your son? You say Chaim, David. Yosef, Aksaynis Yosef. Is this Yosef's coat? I mean, you talk to your father and you say about your brother third person, Aksaynis Bincha. That's a strange language. So I also understood Hakasaynis Bincha. Maybe they had such hatred to him they almost couldn't call him by his name. Is this your son? It's like a, I always understood, maybe, otherwise it's like a strange language. But let's go to the next pasuk. Vayakira vayoyim eksoin is bini. Unless maybe it's like identification. You don't say Yosef, is this your son? Like you ever see when you have to identify a body, you don't have to say he's the name, it's my son, this is my. Maybe, again, it's strange language. It's you hear maybe bini, bincha, identification. Yeah, for either pshat is they couldn't say his, but then how come it says that he repeated that? Ksoinis bni. Unless maybe it's identification of the body. But let's go to the next pasuk. Vayikra Yaakov simloisa, vayasam sak bimasav, vayisabal al benoi, yamim rabim. What do you mean vayisabal? Vayisabal yaisim. What do you mean vayisabal al benoi yamim? What are you talking, what's he talking about? I it's a very interesting language. What happened to you? I don't talk. He doesn't have a name, Yosef. Haya tzarich liot katur vayisabel al Yosef yamim rabim. And then it continues. Vayoyim ki eril bni avel sha'ila. Kedel Yachmin. What's again? B'ni. And Loshev. Rabbi, so you know what I think of Shat? I think Be'ezash, I think it's Emes Lamitay. Taref Yosef. That it does say. Payakio Yaksoin is B'ni. Taref Yosef. He might have even thought in some way Yosef is alive, but it's not B'ni. That's it. And he was right. Taref Yosef. They were out to destroy Yosef. Sain is B'ni. It's about B'ni. And he didn't believe that from here on in, Yosef is the Ben. And don't forget, Chazal tell us, Ela told us, Yaakov Yosef, Kol Ma, Shalomad, everything he taught, he gave it to who? Yosef. That's Ben. Ela told us, Yaakov Yosef. Chazal say, he only had one child? Ela, Kol Ma, you like it, huh? Ela. No, Kedaya Yalavo. Call Atzibuchim, Pav Shama, this party, that party, this donut, that donut. Tamidli, Afilum Yasu, Elef, Mine, donut custard, Kacha, the donut custard, Kacha, the jelly im custard, the custard im jelly, the Kala Mine Atarovichal. So lo yagia la hantikut shala dvarim shanachno omrim po b'hayom. Lo yagia. This is the best donut Hanukkah present I can give you. Tishmu Tov. Eila told us, Yaakov, he said, what's a Ben, the real Ben? And he gave him Torah. Taraf. What was he for? Yosef, that what? Beni. Isabel al Benoi. And then when he sees that Yosef is still learning in Mitzrayim, or Yosef, B'ni, it's all about B'ni. B'achakach bo bonecha lidvir meisecha. When you light the menorah tonight, feel, tap in, try to be margish. Ben.
Avinu.
Hashivenu avinu l'sayra secha. The love that one could feel for the Rabbi Yishlam when he learns Torah. I wish you all a good and freilichim and kasher Chanukah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.